This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd.
The British government on Saturday accused Russia of seeking to replace Ukraine's government with a pro-Moscow administration and said former Ukrainian lawmaker Yevhen Muraev is being considered as a potential candidate. Britain's foreign office named several other Ukrainian politicians it said had links with Russian intelligence services. It's not clear what means Britain believes Russia might use to install a friendly government in Kiev. British Foreign Secretary Liz Truss said on Twitter, "We will not tolerate a Kremlin plot to install pro-Russia leadership in Ukraine. The Kremlin knows a military incursion would be a massive strategic mistake, and the UK and our partners would impose a severe cost on Russia." U.S. National Security Council spokesperson Emily Horn called the plotting deeply concerning. In a statement, Horn said, "The Ukrainian people have the sovereign right to determine their own future, and we stand with our democratically elected partners in Ukraine." U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said Saturday he had authorized the Baltic nations of Estonia, Latvia, and Lithuania to send U.S.-made anti-tank and anti-aircraft missiles to Ukraine. We get more from AP's Karen Chamas.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken tweeted that Washington supported the nations of Estonia, Latvia, and Lithuania for their longstanding support to Ukraine against what he calls Russia's unprovoked and irresponsible aggression. Moscow has massed tens of thousands of troops at the border with Ukraine, leading to fears of an invasion. Viktor Pichugin, a local resident on the Ukrainian side of the border, says tensions are high.
Like on the edge of something very terrible and scary.
I'm Karen Chamas.
This is VOA News. Germany's Navy chief stepped down on Saturday after drawing criticism for saying Russian President Vladimir Putin deserved respect and that Kiev would never win back the annexed Crimean Peninsula from Moscow. Vice Admiral Kai-Achim Schonbach said in a statement, "I have asked the defense minister to relieve me from my duties with immediate effect. The minister has accepted my request." Schonbach made the remarks to a think tank discussion in India on Friday, and the video was published on social media. The comments came at a sensitive time as Russia has amassed tens of thousands of troops on Ukraine's borders, and the government in Kiev denounced Germany's response to the crisis. Diplomatic efforts are focused on preventing an escalation. Russia denies it is planning to invade Ukraine. Fighting raged for a third day Saturday between the Islamic State group and Kurdish forces in Syria after IS attacked a prison housing jihadists, with the violence killing nearly 90 people. The assault on the prison in the northern city of Hasaka is one of IS's most significant since its so-called caliphate was declared defeated in Syria nearly 3 years ago. The head of the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, Rami Abdel Rahman, said at least 28 members of the Kurdish security forces, 5 civilians, and 56 members of IS have been killed in the violence. The Islamic State group launched the attack on Thursday night against a prison housing at least 3,500 suspected members of the jihadist group, including some of its leaders. Hundreds of jihadist inmates have been recaptured since the attack, but dozens were still believed to be on the loose. Saturday was a day of protests against COVID-19 restrictions across Europe, with demonstrations in Helsinki, Athens, London, Paris, and Stockholm. Thousands rallied in Paris against France's vaccine pass 2 days before the new measure takes effect. Protesters took to the streets of central London to demonstrate against regulations requiring mandatory COVID-19 vaccination for British National Health Service workers. In Stockholm, about 9,000 people marched through the streets chanting no to vaccine passes, yes to freedom. The Scandinavian country introduced the passes on December 1st. They have been mandatory since January 12th for indoor events of more than 50 people as the country battles an unprecedented surge of infections with around 40,000 cases reported per day in the past week. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website, Reporting by Remote. I'm David Byrne.